Florida wants more daylight, at least kind of. The state legislature passed and Governor Rick Scott signed into law an effort that would keep Florida on daylight saving time year-round. WLRN's engagement producer Katie Lepre listened to South Floridians about what difference an hour makes.
When the clock changes, Stan Kamen has to wear a headlamp to deliver mail in the afternoon. If we didn't change our clocks twice a year, he'd be happier. No more headgear.
Just being able to see and not have to use a flashlight, because if you just have a flashlight in your head and your headlights on the vehicle, that's all you can see. You can't see diagonally off side, you know, so well until you're actually on top of the situation. So much better for me.
He wants more daylight. Florida's Sunshine Protection Act aims to give him just that. It would put an end to the biannual spring forward, fall back changing of clocks. Daylight saving time runs from the first Sunday in November until the second Sunday in March. For more than a century, Congress has tinkered with time. In 1974, President Richard Nixon extended daylight saving to an entire year. It was meant to be a single event during the energy crisis. 2 years, that's it. People didn't like it. Florida began fighting back. The state blames morning darkness for traffic crashes that killed 6 students. The last time daylight saving time was changed was in 2007, when Congress extended to what we have today. And now Florida wants to go daylight saving time year-round. David Prairo is the author of Seize the Daylight, the curious and contentious story of daylight saving time.
The sun would rise in some parts of Florida after 8:30. But there are other effects. One thing is, if Florida changed, it would put it out of sync with everybody else, and there's a lot of negatives to that.
Being on Eastern time and in sync with especially New York and the market, that's a big part of my business.
That's Travis McDonald. He's a financial advisor from Oakland Park who works mostly in Broward County. He has clients on both coasts of the U.S.
So during those times of year in the winter months, we're going to be 4 hours different than California, and 3 hours is already a stretch.
That's if Congress approves it. If that happens, Florida will join 2 other states that have exempted themselves, Arizona and Hawaii. They're on standard time year-round. They don't switch their clocks. Shelley Crawford lives in Delray Beach. She's a landscaper. She wants Congress to approve the change, but doesn't think it'll happen.
Because it won't work. It can't just be Florida. I think that would be extremely, extremely inconvenient.
And better for her landscaping business.
I could get more done. I could sell more plants. I could get more work done. My guys would make more money. They would get probably maybe another hour, at least. That's another 5 hours a week. Everything is relative, you know, to whomever time we're speaking. So there are 5 hours of the week. If I have 6 guys working on a job, that's another 30 hours worth of work that I could have had done. That's a whole, almost a whole week's worth of work for just one, you know, and that's for 6 people.
Although it's unlikely the proposed time change is on the top of Congress's priority list, there's another option. The Secretary of the Department of Transportation could create a new regulation exempting the Sunshine State from standard time. Will it happen? Maybe. But Congress hasn't voted to change a time zone in over 60 years. Florida isn't the first to try to change its time zones. It follows in the footsteps of Maine and Massachusetts, who all attempted to create legislation around this, with no success. Some of these voices belong to WLRN's Ground Source community. If you'd like to become part of that, text the letters WLRN to 63735. That's WLRN to 63735.